For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 7th, second show of the day for y'all. Look, we're looking at the five most important Jaguars heading into 2024. Offseason programs wrapping up, minicamp is starting, training camp is a little over a month away at this point, about a month and a half until we get out there and have these long, hot, heated full contact practices at times, right? So we're looking at the five most important Jaguars heading into 2024. Going to dive into it here today. Maybe we'll have a bonus player as well. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. I mentioned it earlier, but if you want to go get yourself one of these holographic Jaguar, Leaping Jaguar throwback stickers, you can get a free one if you order anything on jenjag.com/shop today. I'm only putting this out here on YouTube and on your podcast platform of choice. I'm not sharing it on any socials. All you got to do, go get something on jenjag.com/shop and leave a note in the note section saying that you're from YouTube or the podcast platform, and we will include one of those free stickers for you. You can also become a channel member here. Really appreciate y'all. Appreciate your support of what we're doing here. So, looking at these five most important Jaguars for 2024, I'm not going to include quarterback Trevor Lawrence because it's like, no duh. Obviously, your quarterback, most important player on the football team, the 2024 Jaguars will go as Trevor Lawrence goes, as long as he is supported, with offensive infrastructure, he's going to be just fine. He's going to be very good. Going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Top 10 bar minimum, right? So I'm not worried about Trevor Lawrence. He is the most important player on the team as quarterback, as the franchise quarterback. But we're going to look at other players to kind of mold this activity here. So every starter is important. Every single one. You can even look at kickers. Extremely important. If Brandon McManus made like one clutch kick last year, the Jaguars would have made the playoffs, right? He missed several that would have potentially sent the Jaguars to the playoffs. So every starter is important. Some are more important than others based on what they do for the team. Some of it has to do with depth as well. Like, is Cam Robinson the most important starter on the team? No, absolutely not, because he has a really, really good backup who is experienced in Walker Little. So there's different factors that kind of impact, in my mind, the way I look at the most important Jaguars heading into the 2024 season. Beyond Trevor Lawrence, who we already mentioned, I think that Christian Kirk might be the second most important Jaguar. And this isn't necessarily a ranking. I'm just giving you the five guys, and I'm actually going to throw in a bonus guy because I just couldn't narrow it down to five. But Christian Kirk, we saw what happened when he left the lineup last year. And was that causation or was it correlation with other injuries also stacking up? I think it was a little bit of both, but I definitely think if Christian Kirk is able to stay healthy, the Jaguars probably make the playoffs because he's Trevor Lawrence's number one target. He's his most reliable target over the last couple years, him and Evan Engram. He's a guy that can win in a variety of ways, primarily from the slot. Sure, like that's the truth. But the way he wins from the slot, the different routes he can win on from the slot, the different options he gives you as an offense, the reliability, the consistency, all that stuff is there for Christian Kirk, and he is Trevor Lawrence's number one target in big money situations. Really, really good football player, underrated football player. I think without Christian Kirk, you then have to rely on in the slot where most of your targets have gone over the last couple years, or at least the most of any position, right? It's gone to the slot. It's gone to Christian Kirk. You have to rely more on Evan Ingram, which is fine. But then you maybe have to rely on Parker Washington or Devin Duvernay. That's a massive drop-off. And so Christian Kirk has the most chemistry, the most experience, again, with Evan Ingram, with Trevor Lawrence over the last couple years. I think that the Jaguars can ill afford to lose a Christian Kirk. I think Mitch Morse is just about as important, maybe even more important, quite frankly, because he is a massive upgrade at center. His leadership's important. It is. I think his play on the field is more important. Like, Luke Fortner struggled massively at center last year. One of the worst starters at any position in the league last year. Mitch Morse is a very good athlete. He is a very good center. He has seen a lot. He has been in a lot of big moments and big games. He's a better run blocker by a wide margin than what you had last year at center. And he's a much better pass protector as well. To me, he is a borderline top 10 center in the NFL just from his play on the field. Then you add the intangibles, right? The leadership, the experience, all that stuff. There's not a whole lot of centers I would rather have than Mitch Morse right now, especially in a Doug Peterson offense, right? His athleticism really lends itself to this offense, in my opinion. So I think having that quality player inserted into the middle of your offensive line.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Is huge. And I think without him, you're looking back at like probably Luke Fortner starting again, or maybe Tyler Shatley, whatever it may be, you can ill afford to lose Mitch Morse. I think there's four guys on the defense that I wanted to look at as well. As I mentioned, I have a bonus player. Josh Allen, this defense is so dependent on him being who he is, which is a great run defender, a high-effort player, and a high-impact pass rusher. From the edge, I think they're going to move him around even more this year in Ryan Nielsen's defense, going to try to attack matchups even more this year. So I think that Josh Allen, what he's doing entering the prime of his career, you know, chasing the Jaguars' all-time sack record, which he should be able to eclipse this year, take over as the Jaguars' all-time sack leader, the Jaguars' single-season sack leader, the best edge player to ever play in Duval. I think that he's on his way to being that. So I think the Jaguars can ill afford to lose him. And the reason I don't list Trayvon Walker, because I did consider it, I think Trayvon Walker's growth is really important. I think he's an important player. But like, if you had to put Travis Gibson out on the field, I think that you could survive. Without Josh Allen, I don't feel as confident. He's just too impactful on every single down. So that's kind of how I view that. Tyson Campbell, I have him as one of the most important Jaguars as well in 2024. Because you need him to play a lot more like the guy that, when healthy over the last couple years, has been a borderline Pro Bowl caliber corner. You need him to be better in man coverage than he has. Hopefully with more reps this offseason, you'll get that. More confidence in man coverage. But he's a vital piece. One of the most important positions in football, cornerback. You don't have any experience behind Campbell and Darby. I do feel pretty damn good about Jarian Jones, but you'd rather see him playing nickel than outside if you could take your pick as a rookie. So I think Tyson Campbell is very, very important for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Him playing at a plus starter level is very important for the Jaguars in 2024. It's important for him too. Contract year. Now my next guy, Foye Oluokun. He is the heart and soul of the defense, the mind of the defense on the field, the brain of the defense, the communicator, the mouthpiece, whatever you want to call it. Foye Oluokun is very important pre-snap for this Jaguars defense. He's also important post-snap. He flies around the football field, makes plays on the ball, gets a lot of stops, big tackles, big moments, pass breakups, gets his hands on the ball, sees the game really well. So I think that even though linebacker is a devalued position, if you're trotting out Foye Oluokun and Devin Lloyd, that feels much better than trotting out Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma. Strongly believe that. And so I think that the linebacker play is going to be important for the Jaguars this year, and Foye Oluokun is one of the best in the league. Borderline top five. I think I did this the other day. I had him at like six or seven in the NFL at off-ball linebacker. Then the bonus player is Arik Armstead. I think he is also vitally important. Even if Devon Hamilton gets back to being Devon Hamilton, what Arik Armstead brings to this team is a bona fide third pass rusher beyond Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. And yeah, Devon Hamilton, he was a pretty good pass rusher on the interior in 2022, but not the level of an Arik Armstead. Like, when you have Arik Armstead, Trayvon Walker, and Josh Allen on the field at the same time trying to get after the quarterback, that's going to cause offensive linemen problem. It's going to cause offensive coordinators to lose a lot of sleep preparing for that football game, and it's going to make quarterbacks' lives difficult. They're going to get pressure. They're going to hit quarterbacks. They're going to have some fun. So I think that just the upgrade that they got in terms of their pass rush with Arik Armstead is huge, and if you lose him, do you have what it takes to still be a quality front? Probably, because I think the Jaguars have talent and depth up front, but I think he kind of sets you over the top in terms of potentially being an elite front, an elite defensive front. Arik Armstead really helps you in that regard. So those are my most important Jaguars in 2024. Again, anybody can be important that's in the lineup, that's on the field. Cam Little could play a massive role for the Jaguars if he's able to, if he's asked to make clutch kicks. Does he make them? We've seen him do it in college. Is he going to do it in the pros for the Jaguars? He's confident. He's talented. A kicker can make a huge difference for your season. Any starter, any person on the field can make a huge difference. So I'm not trying to discount what anyone else's importance is, but I think that those players we mentioned are clearly the most important on the team. Would love to know what y'all think. Let me know who the most important players for the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the comment section below. Really appreciate you tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Again, you can pick up a free holographic Jaguars sticker by ordering anything on jinjag.com/shop today. Put in the note section that you're from YouTube or a podcast platform of choice. We'll get you hooked up with a free sticker. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.